It's August 7th, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. News Corp honcho Rupert Murdoch said the time is coming for people to pay up when visiting his media empire's news sites. At an earnings conference call, Murdoch said, quote, "We intend to charge for all our news websites. I believe that if we are successful, we'll be followed by other media. Quality journalism is not cheap, and an industry that gives away its content is simply cannibalizing its ability to produce good reporting," end quote. The implication is that Murdoch will be charging for every single News Corp site, from the New York Post to FoxNews.com. Observers quickly split into two camps, those supporting Murdoch's pay scheme, whatever it will be, and those who think it's wrong-headed. Rob Grimshaw, managing director of Financial Times website, told The Guardian that the ad-supported model was difficult and that other news organizations will follow the lead of The Wall Street Journal and FT by charging for content. But Jeff Jarvis said that if Murdoch puts paywalls around all his content, it will open the door to rivals online. He said, quote, "Publishers who fool themselves into thinking pay will save the day only further forestall the innovation and experimentation that's the only possible path to success online." In other old versus new media news, Ira Shapira of the Washington Post was upset at gossip blog Gawker for taking the best quotes of a story he wrote without the credit he deserved. Shapira was upset that the story he had toiled to create was simply rehashed in a couple hours and posted to Gawker, resulting in large readership and ad revenues for Gawker. Gawker honcho Nick Denton admitted, "That was certainly more of an excerpt than we'd normally indulge in." But Denton also complained that newspapers often use material from Gawker without linking to their stories either. Rachel Sklar at Mediaite wrote that attribution for stories is the key. "So my rule on blogging is add something," she wrote. "If you're just making sure your audience knows it, give them the succinct, salient details, and then link out. Better if you can add context, analysis, information, and attribute like a mofo," end quote. Now it's time for Quotable. Amy Guerin recently announced that she would be leaving her post as editor of Poynter's eMedia Tidbits. She apologized for not caring enough about the journalists who were doing good work and for being too critical at times. Here's part of what she wrote. "My typical enthusiasm for newer or non-traditional approaches to media and journalism has at times lacked compassion or seemed callous. On several occasions, Tidbits readers have criticized me for this, both online and to my face. Yes, I can be pretty cocky and flippant, and sometimes I've been oblivious to the current pain and struggles of journalists and news organizations. I apologize for that," end quote. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how should newspapers make money online? Our last poll question was, what do you think about Microsoft's revamped search engine, Bing? 41% said they still preferred Google. 23% said they like Bing, but will still use Google more. 15% said they like Bing and will use it more, and 10% said, "Bing? What's Bing?" Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.